Hello, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for today. Real quick announcement, don't want to give too many details because we did a whole announcement day in December, but tomorrow I'm heading to the northern part of Mississippi. We'll be in Burnsville, Mississippi over the weekend. I think the Facebook postings and the postal codes all say Glen, Mississippi. It's right around the Burnsville area. If you're in that area, come see us this weekend. All the details are at our website, paulwhiteministries.com, or also on our Paul White Ministries Facebook page. You can see the detailed map, service times, all that good stuff. We are in the fourth chapter of the book of Romans. We've spent the last few days doing something that traditionally you would do at the top of a book, but I didn't do it. I didn't give too much at the beginning about time, place, setting. So we did that yesterday and the day before, and I think the day before. So if you want to know a little bit more about where Romans comes from on the timeline and where Paul may have been and what was the purpose of the book, then you can check that out. But we advance to the ninth verse, and I'm going to repeat something we said, I think, yesterday that's important to understand about Paul's writing. He has dealt with the idea of the Jew considering himself better than the Gentile based upon the law. He did that back in chapter 2. And then he graduated to the Jewish idea that circumcision made them better. And he does all of those at the end of the second chapter. Now, in chapter 4, when he's starting to give more theology about justification, he deals with a man who is justified not by his works, but in the same way David prayed a man would be justified. And then Paul proceeds to quote the 32nd chapter of Psalms, first couple of verses, particularly, "Blessed is the one to whom the Lord doesn't impute sin." And he mentions a man's lawless deeds being forgiven. So Paul has declared people guilty, independent of whether they have the law or not, back in chapter 2. And now in chapter 4 declares that they can be justified independent of their ability or inability to keep the law. Now, having done that in chapter 2 and then proceeding to circumcision, Paul circles the same argument in chapter 4. Having dealt with lawless deeds being forgiven, he wants to now deal with circumcision. So in the ninth verse, does this blessedness then come upon the circumcised only, or upon the uncircumcised also? For we say that faith was counted to Abraham for righteousness. Now actually, Paul's saying "we say," but it doesn't just mean "I just said it." It means what he quotes Genesis 15. Remember, a few verses earlier in Romans chapter 4, verse 3, he quotes Genesis 15, 6, "Abraham believed God, and that was counted to him for righteousness." So in verse 9, when Paul says, "We say that faith was counted to Abraham for righteousness," it's not Paul saying it. It's all of us as Jews say this. So let me ask, did this blessedness, what blessedness? The blessedness of having your lawless deeds forgiven, your sins covered, and the Lord not imputing sin. Does it come only on circumcised people? Is this a Jewish promise only? Or could it come on an uncircumcised person? Uncircumcised would mean every non-Jew. Verse 10, how then was it counted? Was it counted while he was circumcised or uncircumcised? And then Paul proceeds to answer his own question, not while circumcised, but while uncircumcised. In other words, was Abraham accounted as righteous by faith after he was circumcised or before he was circumcised? And of course, every Jew knows the answer. It's before he was circumcised, because circumcision was not to declare him righteous. Circumcision was the declaration that he already was righteous. So Paul's setting us up for an argument. Listen to verse 11. He received the sign of circumcision, a seal of the righteousness of the faith which he had while he was still uncircumcised, that he might be the father of all those who believe, though they are uncircumcised, that righteousness might be imputed to them also. So this righteousness was by promise to the children of Abraham, that they would be considered in right standing with God based upon the fact, and forgive the details here, But the seed had to pass through Abraham's circumcision. That's as detailed as we need to get. The seed, having passed through Abraham's circumcision, took upon itself Abraham's righteousness. Paul says, so that he could be the father of all those who believe, even if they are uncircumcised, that righteousness might be imputed to them also. Now notice, Paul said, the father to all them who believe. So he passes on that righteousness through the seal of circumcision, but he still looks for their belief. But the precedent has been set. God does not have to make a new set of promises to every kid, to every generation. He's made one set of promises to Abraham, and Abraham believed it. Verse 12, the father of circumcision, to those who not only are of circumcision, but who also walk in the steps of the faith which our father Abraham had while still uncircumcised. I want to deal with walking in those steps of faith and what Paul might have meant. And we'll do that tomorrow. So we'll see you tomorrow on the podcast. I hope in the meantime, you are blessed. Grace to you as you go through your day. We'll see you tomorrow.